The best station on the planet.
X's and O's here on your hit music station, Mix 1077 and MyMix1077.com. Good morning. Thanks for waking up and hanging out with the Mix Morning Show with me, your host, Stevie J. It's a great Monday because it feels like a Wednesday in a way. But coming up this Wednesday, the next day will be Thanksgiving. And by saying today feels like a Wednesday, tomorrow, however, is not Thanksgiving. Just letting you know. I hope I cleared that up pretty well. Want to remind you guys, Mad Dash for Christmas Cash coming up, and you can't win unless you get signed up. Ashley Furniture Home Store, Paris Lumber, Living Water Bookstore, Travel Time RV, and Ivan Smith Furniture. That's where you go to get signed up. We're going to do it Wednesday this week, giving away $200. That's right. And then on December 16th, we will double and a half that and go $500 to that lucky winner to get you ready for the Christmas season. All right, survey time, and I love this one. I love it because I gotta tell you, it just hits home. It hits home real close. A new survey by Volkswagen Financial Services reveals that 56% of people have been busted singing while driving, and 44% of people are lying. Because everybody's done it. I'm telling you. Everybody has pulled up to that stoplight, belting, making my way downtown, walking past. Just face forward, both hands on the wheel. I'm not listening to anything. Meanwhile, the person in the lane next to you is like, oh my gosh. Full-blown concert happening in the lane over. It's happened to all of us. Why did 44% decide to be like, nah, that wasn't me? Yes, it was. 64% of people say they love to sing and drive. Oh, you telling me that they didn't get caught too? That's a higher percentage, but they didn't get caught ever? See, I'm telling you, somebody, you can survey all day long. That doesn't mean folks are going to be honest. 33% of adults sing 80s music while driving. 30% of adults sing 90s music while driving. Me, if I know the song, I'm letting it rip. I'm just saying. Let's get to this one, however. I'll tell you, sometimes, though, it's great to have a song that you can really belt out. Other times, it's just good to hear the blues. You know what I mean? And here's one for you. It's new John Mayer. It's called Wild Blue on your hit music station, Mix 1077 and MyMix1077.com. Have a happy Monday to you.
And now, the Roundtable Discussion with Stevie J and Ivy Lee.
And welcome to the Roundtable Discussion. I'm Stevie J. Welcome into the studio, Miss Ivy Lee.
My kid had to explain to me what yeet meant.
What yeet meant?
Yeah, do you know what yeet means?
That's let's say someone came in here and started acting a fool and we threw them out. Yeet!
I didn't know that's what that meant. And he referred to yeeting with my granddaughter because she's been apparently yeeting herself.
Oh, goodness.
So much so that they had to buy her a safety helmet for her big old head.
I'll tell you this, though.
So
tomorrow,
I was asking why.
For Thanksgiving, I'll be yeeting. Yeah.
Yeeting a lot.
Yeeting a lot.
Yes, everybody remember to set your scales back 15 pounds.
That's what
tonight.
They say.
Yeah.
All right, here's how it goes today. Dear Stevie J, my husband ran into our bedroom last night and was jumping up and down because he found a great Black Friday deal on a new TV. He knows I want one, so he wants to buy it. All right. I told him the TV does not count as one of my holiday gifts.
Oh.
What started as a lighthearted argument raged into a fierce debate. I told him the gift doesn't count because it's a gift for him and me. It's a what? What did you say?
Gift for him and me.
But you said it in your own
gift.
Letter. It's a what?
Gift.
Yeah, that's what I thought. He disagrees. Should the TV count as one of my holiday
gifts?
Yeah,
yes.
Yeah, that you wrote. You wrote it. I'm just saying.
It.
I think it's wrong when your spouse buys you a gift. A what?
Apparently a gift. I can't see the screen, but I'm going with gift.
Yes, yes. Knowing it's really for him. For him? You said you wanted it.
Why can't it be a yours, mine, ours gift?
I agree.
There can be a yours, mine, and our gift.
She's like, that's not a gift. But this gift, and then she repeats it over and over. Gift.
Yeah.
Surely.
You're turning and burning on yourself, basically, lady.
Surely.
Don't call me Shirley.
Sorry. So.
Old joke, sorry.
Ivy, there will definitely be other gifts involved, right? That's not going to be the other only gift that he buys her, Ivy.
No.
You know what I mean?
Okay, how good was the deal? Because.
That is a good point.
I mean.
If you got a free TV, you should go get her something else.
Yes, so all of the money he saves, he can put on the other gift to you. But yes, this should count as an hour gift.
Definitely counts as a gift.
Yes.
As you have stated numerous times in your own letter.
Yes, exactly.
Midway to the weekend.
Mix 107.7 in my mix, 107.7.com. Good morning. Thanks for waking up and hanging out with the Mix Morning Show with me, your host, Stevie J. That's right. Shout out to all the great folk in Idabel, Oklahoma. Good morning to you guys. Man, I hope you have a fantastic Thanksgiving in Idabel. Yeah, enjoy it, guys. Right on. We've got a survey and then a little bit of advice for you coming up. But first, I got to tell you, Mad Dash for Christmas Cash. We will announce our winner at the top of the 8 o'clock hour, so be ready. $200 coming the way of one lucky resident of Paris, Texas. That's right. So be sure you're tuned in to find out if it's you. That is, if you signed up. Because you can't win if you don't sign up. EastTexasRadio.com. Be sure to hit up our sponsor locations, Ashley Furniture Home Store, Paris Lumber, Living Water Bookstore, Ivan Smith Furniture, and Travel Time RV. That's where you go to get signed up for a Mad Dash for Christmas Cash. $200 a week, and then on December 16th, we're upping the ante to $500, so be sure that you sign up at those sponsor locations. All right. So, Holiday Dinner Talk, a new survey by Haven Life Insurance reveals that only, I love how it says only, 54% of people will discuss politics during their holiday dinner. Well, that's nearly half, which is probably too high. I'm just saying, especially if you've got relatives coming in. And you know those relatives who you don't spend just a whole heck of a lot of time with? You see them a couple times a year. But you don't really know their politics. Thanksgiving is not the best time to learn, I'm just saying. Follow them on Facebook, you'll find out. Only 45% of people want to talk about the coronavirus. Oh, 45%? That should say 4 or 5%, I'm just saying. Want to talk about the coronavirus. How could you want to talk about the coronavirus? You know what I mean? 35% of people say talking about money is uncomfortable at a holiday dinner. 29% of people say the holidays are stressful. Yeah, they can be. I get it. But here's the thing. 54% talk about politics. All right, though. I got a little advice for you. Are you ready for it? Here you go.
Helping you budget your holidays. This is a Thanksgiving money-saving tip.
It may not seem like a good idea, but start talking politics at your Thanksgiving dinner table. It won't save you money this Thanksgiving, but it will save you a bundle in Christmas presents.
This was a Thanksgiving money-saving tip.
When I met you in
Hey guys, Stevie J just wanted to wish you all a very happy Thanksgiving and safe travels to all of those who are hitting the road this weekend. We'll see you Monday on the Mix Morning Show.
Mix 107.7.